Okay, so the topic of today's shir will be Pesachim shir, and what we'll be doing is particularly we'll be dealing with the question of Korban Pesach as part of our Seder, part of our Pesach Ad Yom Hazeh. I want to also give credit to where credit is due. The core idea of this shir is really my wife's. So Omer Davar B'Shem Omro. So been a big yesh kach there. So if you like it, it's really mostly her idea. But I helped. So we discussed a lot of it. So I want to be at the Omer Davar B'Shem Omro. And that, let us begin. Okay, so the psukim, when they're talking about Pesach, really give you two separate emphases, right? If you look at the right. So if you look at the psukim, when talking about Pesach, we really have these two sort of very distinct emphases on what's going on. Right? When it starts. In right, okay. So pasuk vav, v'haya lachem l'mishmeret ad arba asar yom lachodesh hazeh, v'shachetu et kol kahal adat Yisrael bein ha'arba'im. Okay, today, right, with Yudalid, the 14th of Nisan, for you a mishmeret, and you'll bring a korban pesach. V'kachat u'chlu oto matlechem chavrim. Right, how you're supposed to have it in pesach mishmeret. Right, and then it says, "V'haya hayom hazeh, this day will be right for azikaron v'chagotem oto chag l'Hashem l'dorotechem chukat olam techagehu." Okay, so this day will be a zikaron, a day to be remembered. V'chagotem oto chag l'Hashem l'dorotechem. You always keep it as a chag for Hashem. Chukat olam techageyu. It's a permanent decree forever. Okay, so there's a lot of permanence to Hayom Hazeh. Okay, and the context that we're talking about is right. So far we've been talking about the 14th of Nisan and the day of the Korban Pesach. Okay, then the pasuk after Shivat Yamim Matzot Tochelu, 7 days you should eat matzos. You can have chametz on your house in Pesach. So there's the 7 days, right? Tesvav until and on, and those 7 days are Pesach. Okay, so what's interesting here is that we just said, right, the 14th is the day of the Korban Pesach. Sounds like maybe over this day is in fact like chukas olam. There's a hayom hazeh is permanent, but then the next psukim are talking about tesvav until chafalif. Okay, so there are two basically sets of days. There's the 14th of Nisan, right, and then there's the 15th on, and then in between there's this pasuk that says hayom hazeh. Will be a zikaron v'chagotem oto chag l'Hashem l'dorotechem chukat olam t'chagei. Okay, so these two possible references of what is like the hayom hazeh. Is it yudalit or is it tesvav and on? Okay, and right, barishon ba'arbasa yom lachodesh ba'erev tochlu matzos ad yom ha'echad v'esrim lachodesh ba'erev. Okay, so on the 14th, but ba'erev at night. That is going to be Pesach, right? Until 21st Be'ereth. Okay, except right, Shivas Yomim Se'orlot Nimatzei B'Batechem. You can have chametz in your house, right? This is Chag Matos. Okay, so it starts talking about 14th, but it says okay, talking about 14th at night, which is the 15th. And that day is going to be, right, that day until the end of, 7 days is chametz free, right? You can only have matzah, you can have any sa'or, v'chulei. Okay? So first we emphasized the Korban Pesach, and then we emphasized the idea of a chag where you can't have chametz, where you need to eat matzah. Okay? Looking at Vayikra, Perech of Gimel, when it's going through the parsha of just sort of all the different mo'adim, b'chodesh harishon b'arba'asa l'chodesh b'in ha'arba'im pesach l'Hashem. Okay, on the 14th is Pesach, ובחמישה-עשר יום לחודש הזה, חג המצות להשם. Okay? So the answer to the sort of lack of clarity on what are we dealing with, like what din, what day, what is the 14th and what is the 15th, the Pasuk in Vayikra actually gives us a very straight up, nice, brisker answer. Right? Brisker lamdas min ha-Torah minayim. So this is one of those great examples. The Torah says, yeah, the reason why I'm sort of being vague about the 14th and the 15th is because the 14th is Chag HaPesach, right? Ba'arba'asa l'chodesh bin arba'im Pesach l'Hashem. In the 14th in the afternoon and evening is Chag HaPesach, the Chag of the Korban Pesach. And on the 15th is the Chag of Matzos, okay? And these are basically two separate Chagim. And by Yom HaRishon Mikra Kodesh Yalachem Kom Lech Zavadu L'Tasu, right? In the first day of Chag HaMatzos, you can't do Malacha V'chule, okay? So it's sort of like you have the afternoon of the 14th and the evening of the 14th, of the 14th, 15th, as Chag HaPesach, and separately of the Chag of Chag HaMatzos, okay? Going on to, so it's basically of Tzvei Dinim, right? You literally have two separate Chagim, and those two Chagim are, you know, basically running sort of in parallel to each other, and each one, it's like Tzvei Dinim, it's like a classic Tzvei Dinim, right? You have, you know, you have these like confusing, like Dinim, right? Some indicate one way, some indicate the other. Answers. You have two Dinim running in parallel, right? Hold on 1 second. Okay, great. Yeah, I think we got the background noise situation cleared up. Okay, going on to Bamidbar Perek Kafchet. Ubachodesh harishon ba'abasa yom lachodesh pesach lashem. Ubechod chamisha asar yom lachodesh hazeh chag shivat yomim matzot yachem. Okay, so again, right, on the 14th you have Pesach, and on the 15th you have the chag of eating matzah. Okay, right, that's what we're very machmir to eat a lot of matzah, because it's chag of matzos, and, you know, that's just what you gotta do. Okay, getting on to Devarim, though, shamor et chodesh ha'aviv, v'asita Pesach la'ashem, elokecha, ki b'chodesh ha'aviv hotziyacha Hashem lakach mi'mitzrayim layla, v'zavach the Pesach la'ashem lakach tzonu bakar b'makom asher yivchar Hashem la'shachin shmo sham. Okay, you should, right, the chag of asita Pesach la'ashem, because he took you out of Mitzrayim, lo tochal alav chametz shivat yamim, tochal alav matzot. Okay? So adkan, we assume, we had a very nice brisker chakira, right? They're tzvi dinim. Okay? And a very simple way of dealing with the dinim is that you have two independent dinim. You have chag HaPesach, chag HaMatzos. Okay? They overlap. So you have 14th, right, during the daytime is chag HaPesach. The nighttime, meaning that's the beginning of Tesvav on the right, on the, you know, first comes night, then comes day calendar, is part of Chag HaPesach. It's also part of Chag HaMatzos. Okay, so you have this overlap of Chag HaPesach and Chag HaMatzos over here. And what ends up happening is that you have, right, Yudalid and the evening of Yudalid Tesvav as Chag HaPesach, and evening of Yudalid Tesvav till Chav Aleph is Chag HaMatzos, right? And one is about Korban Pesach, one is about about eating matzah, and Shalom Aleichem. Then comes Devarim and says, actually, right, Shemores, right, you have Pesach LaHashem, you have Chag HaPesach, and you can't, right, that is on the, right, you bring the Korban Pesach on the 14th, and that night, and you eat it, right, Lo Tuchal Alav Chametz Shivat Yamim, for 7 days, you don't eat on it, on the Korban Pesach Chametz, right, you should eat it with matzah, Lechem Oni, Ki Bechi Pazon Yatzata Mimitzrayim, Leman tiskor et yom tzidcha meret tzayim kol yom echayecha, right? V'lo yirah sor b'chol gvulcha shivat yamim v'lo yalim min avasar asher tizbach v'erev b'yom harishon b'boker, right? Lo tochal lezavech et pesach b'achat sharecha. Hey, korban pesach, chag ha-pesach, chag ha-pesach. Okay? Sheish yitim tochal matos u'yom shvi atzer s'ashem lo tasa melacha. And then again, at the end, you have, right, 6 days of, let's say, you know, one of 8 days of eating matzah, and the seventh day is a day of Isra Malacha. Okay? But then that last pasuk again implies that you have the first day is Chag HaPesach, and then the rest of it is, let's say, Chag HaMatzos, because it's Shishas Yamin, right? Shishas Yamin Toch HaMatzos. So again, what's going on? Okay? So at first we had a problem, right? We have sort of a lack of clarity. Is Yudalid part of Pesach? Is it not? What's going on? Right? The Pesukim based in Vayikra told us, oh, right, very simple, brisker it. Right, there's Tzvei Dinim. Okay. And therefore you have Yudalid and Tesv, beginning of Tesvav, and you have Tesvav and the rest, right? Chag HaPesach, Chag HaMatzos, they overlap here in the middle in the little Venn diagram, and we're good to go. Then Devarim comes and says, oh, actually, right, sort of makes a mushkaba of it and combines it again into this one, oh, Pesach, the Korban Pesach, is also what's behind the whole matzah for 7 days. When in Vayikra, it seems very clear that the Chag HaMatzos was the reason behind matzah for 7 days. Okay? And those two are totally distinct. Okay? So, again, we're kind of in trouble. So I think the solution, basically, to our troubles, or the appropriate way to deal with our conundrum, is to look at what exactly is going on with Korban Pesach. Just before that, I want to highlight just a few ideas, and that is what do we do about Korban Pesach? Right, if there are two chagim, there's Chag HaMatzos and Chag HaPesach, and there's no Korban Pesach, right? So the one said, okay, why do we do Pesach? How do we have Chag HaPesach, right? That we the holiday we're all going crazy for and cleaning for right now. Why do we, what is it? Right? So I would say, okay, there's no Korban Pesach, so we can't do Chag HaPesach, so we only have Chag HaMatzos, right? However, because we have three dinim, one of the dinim aren't applicable, so the other dinim still applicable, so we still have Chag HaMatzos, not Chag HaPesach. Okay, problem is that we don't seem to treat it that way, right? We seem to treat Chag HaPesach, right, the holiday that we like to fondly recall, call Chag HaPesach, as being entirely aware of the presence or the imminence of Korban Pesach, even though we're not actually bringing a Korban Pesach. Chag HaPesach seems to be, in large part, still present. Okay, and just we'll pick out a few dinim, not so many, just a few. And here's one, right? Kiddush. Okay, so one of the, I consider it one of those slightly less pleasant, fine print rules of Pesach, because I have a young child, is that Kiddush on Leil Seder is only done after Tzeis HaKohanim. Okay? V'chalta sabasar balayla hazeh, tzli eishu matzosam rim yochluhu. So, right, we're very accurate that you can only eat the Korban Pesach at night. So the Shulchan Aruch happens to paskin, right? In general, right, lo yomar Kiddush ad shetechshach. Okay? In general, we are very happy to mekabel Shabbos early. On Pesach, we're very makbid that you can only say Kiddush after it becomes dark. Okay, so Taz says, why? The mitzvah matzah dumya de Pesach. So the matzah is connected to the Pesach. Diksiv al matzah sumur miyuchlu. You're supposed to eat the Korban Pesach with matzah and mar. Ha Pesach ino nechal ela balayla. Ha Kiddush tzarech shiyeh b'shasuri ala matzah. You need the Kiddush to be at a time when you can eat the matzah, which is, right, it needs to be at a time when you can eat the Korban Pesach. Okay, so what famous principle? Now, you're right, it's Pesach. So the fact that we're following the Chagadya already at the beginning of the Seder, sort of makes sense to us, right? But it sounds like a little bit like a Chagadya, right? There once was a Korban Pesach that, could only be eaten after thing. You can only eat that with the matzah. And the matzah, and since you can't eat the matzah, you also can't make Kiddush. What's the problem with that? Why not, right? So, okay, don't eat the matzah until later. First of all, matzah is separate from the Korban Pesach. So I want to say, okay, you also need to eat matzah at night, right? That I'm fine with. That's less distressing. Say, oh, the zman of matzah is dafka at night. But why is the Kiddush totally on the matzah, which is totally on the Korban Pesach? Okay? So Kasa Ma'aral Miprag, B'chol Erev Shabbos V'yom Tov Shemosif Mechal Al HaKodesh, Al Kopanim Tzarech Sheyeh Gmar Suda B'Laila. Right? The Ma'aral happened to have said, show us, we mock me that some of the Suda, when you made early Shabbos, ends up being at night. Venirali says the Taz, Hatam, the mitzvahs achilas matzahi, bichlal hakiddush ubishvila ba kiddush. Why do we have kiddush on the night of the Seder? Because of mitzvahs achilas matzah. And mitzvahs achilas matzah is part of the kiddush, and that's even why we have kiddush. So because the kiddush is only for the mitzvahs achilas matzah and the Korban Pesach, therefore, you have to wait for the Kiddush until the Zman when you can eat the Korban Pesach. What's the problem with that? Just like a... What other... Do we have... Yeah, Ari.
Why don't you need Kiddush just to sanctify the day of Pesach? Why is it specifically for the matzah?
Exactly, right? And there's no Korban Pesach and matzah, and or no matzah on Shabbos. There's no Korban Pesach and matzah on Sukkot. There's no Korban Pesach and matzah on Shavuos or Rosh Hashanah, and yet on all of them we make Kiddush. So Ma Adin, that like, oh, because of Korban Pesach and the matzah, like the only reason we have Kiddush is for the Korban Pesach and the matzah, right? It's very strange. It's very bizarre. Right, what you have to say, right? Ari's pointing out, well, you make Kiddush for Kiddush Hayom. Right? What's the Taz arguing essentially about the Kiddush Hayom?
It's subordinated to the Chiyuv Matzah.
Right, or that it is the Chiyuv Matzah, right? It's the whole point of the day, the whole point, right? If we're going to call it Chag HaMatzah, so Chag HaPesach, the answer is that, oh, you know, it is Chag HaPesach, and therefore the Kiddush Hayom is for the Korban Pesach. Mimela, right? You can only sanctify the day. The Kiddush is only there so that we can really have a Korban Pesach. It's the day of Korban Pesach, or it's the day of Matzah, right? What's also interesting, right? He combined those two. Right? He said, oh, right? Korban Pesach, Matzah, Kiddush, as like a reasonable extension, as, oh, they're all coming together. They're all part of one big, big thing, right? So what the Taz is basically telling us is that, oh, the reason why you can't make Kiddush before you could possibly eat the Korban Pesach, because the whole Kiddush Hayom is essentially, it's the day where we eat the Korban Pesach, right? So putting that together is like, okay, that's right, that's very interesting. Where's that, right, why? Right, what does that mean to be a day of Korban Pesach? Right, the Kiddush Hayom is it's the day of the Korban Pesach. It's Chag HaPesach, and you need that Korban Pesach in order to have the Kiddush Hayom. So you can't even make Kiddush before you could possibly eat the Korban Pesach. That's point number one. Okay. Point number two, right? At the end of the Seder, right? The end of the Seder is also tied into the Achilas Korban Pesach, right? Which is funny because, right, we're not eating a Korban Pesach. Okay, so Pesach Acher Chatzos, Mitame Seyadayim, okay, right, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you can only eat the Korban Pesach ad Chatzos, V'achula Sabasar Balayla Hazeh. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Nemar Kan Balayla Hazeh, V'nemar Alalan, V'avarti Be'eretz Mitzrayim Balayla Hazeh, Ma Lahalan ad Chatzos, Afkan ad Chatzos. Okay. Amar Rava, Achal Matzah b'zman hazeh acher chatzos. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah lo yatzei de chovaso pshita ki even de iskash lepesach ki pesach dami mahu de tema ha afkei kra mehekisha kamash malan tchi ahadri kra lemilsa kamaisa ahadri. Okay, says Rava, kamash malan according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that even b'zman hazeh where there's no korban pesach you still need to eat the matzah before chatzos. Why? Isn't that obvious? It was Iskash LePesach, right? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah learns out from the pasuk of right Vachulas Basar Balayla Hazeh. V'nemar Alech Kan Balayla Hazeh V'nemar Lan V'avarti B'mitzrayim Balayla Hazeh. Right, it says V'achaltem Esamat Pesach Al Matzah Simurim. So the answer Rava says that like this. Why is that not obvious? Because originally we said Al Matzah Simurim Yochluhu. Right. Originally we know that in Mitzrayim when they had Pesach Mitzrayim. They eat the Korban Pesach with matzah, right? One. What's the problem, right? On the other hand, right, it says, oh, Shivas Yamim Tochal Matzos, okay? And you're not allowed to eat, because you're not allowed to eat chametz, okay? Yachol Rishos, right? Maybe, okay, that's a din that you need to eat Korban Pesach with matzah, but the rest of Pesach, you just can't eat chametz. Maybe you don't have to eat matzah, right? And it's, oh, Vachlu Matzos Balayla Hazeh, okay? So you have to eat matzah. So Rava says, what's the Havamina? I would have thought, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that once the Torah said, I would have thought, oh, it's a din in Korban Pesach. No Korban Pesach, no matzah. You just wouldn't need to eat matzah. You can't eat chametz, but you don't need to eat matzah. Right? Shivas Yom Tochal Matzos is just, you can't eat chametz. Right? Oh. Then the Pasuk says, you have to eat matzah on Tesvav at night. Right? I would have thought, okay, that's totally independent of the Korban Pesach now. Right? Kamash Malan, and no, it's still tied to the Korban Pesach. It still has to be at the same time when you could have eaten the Korban Pesach, right? Ahadre leklalo harishim. But what's interesting about that? What's the original Havamina is our Korban Pesach. The matzah is a din in Korban Pesach, right? You need to eat Korban Pesach with matzah, just like in Mitzrayim they eat Korban Pesach with matzah, independent of the fact that they hadn't yet gone bechipazon and left Mitzrayim, right? That's option one. Now number two is Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, and they left the Chipazon. So, right, they left, and their the Batzik didn't have time to rise, right? There are two basic, even before Yetzias Mitzrayim, they ate matzah with the Korban Pesach, even though matzah is l'shem zichron, the fact that they left b'chipazon, right? It's cool, tidbit, right? We're remembering something. We're eating the Pesach, Korban Pesach with matzah, right? And we eat matzah because they left so quickly that they couldn't let their butzik rise, except that they hadn't even left yet. And they're eating, God already tells them to eat matzah, right? We'll get back to that. All right, so I would have thought, okay, kamash malan, that they're separate things. I would have thought if there's no Korban Pesach, you don't eat matzah. Kamash malan, you do. But the kamash malan you do, I would have thought is, right, going back to our original vort, which is, oh, you have Chag HaPesach, you have Chag HaMatzah, so two separate dinim, right? So I would have thought, originally I thought Chag HaPesach, right, they're connect, it's one din. And therefore, if there's no Korban Pesach, there's no Amatzah Sumer Milchluhu, kamash malan, that, right, there are two dinim, Chag HaPesach, Chag HaMatzah, Chag HaMatzah requires matzah independently, right? Says Rava, no, I would have thought that, I'm wrong, right? The real din is that al matzah sumrorim yochluhu is true about Korban Pesach. Separately, there's a din of be'erev tochlu matzos, right? But be'erev tochlu matzos is still tied to the Korban Pesach and still needs to be bizman Korban Pesach, right? So it just confuses us, because if it was, if the vort was that there are two separate dinim, so why is Rava right? Right, Rava's coming to tell us, I would have thought, I had this havamina, that they're two totally separate dinim, matzah of Chag HaPesach and matzah of Chag HaMatzos, right? Kamash malan, that the matzah of Chag HaMatzos basically still needs to be bizman Korban Pesach, right? It's still tied to the same time frame, that's why we're mapping afikomen until Chatzos, right? Okay. So, again, we're sort of like pretending that the Korban Pesach is still there. We're seeing the matzah is tied into it, just like we saw by Kiddush, that you can't make Kiddush because the matzah is only eaten, or you only make Kiddush because of the matzah, because Chag HaMatzah is Chag HaPesach, and you can only eat the matzah with the Korban, when you can eat the Korban Pesach, right? And we're saying here that you can only eat the matzah until the Zman of the Korban Pesach, even though the mitzvah of matzah is independent of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Okay? And Rabbeinu Tam was very, very makbid to eat the afikomen before chatzos, right? In theory, by the way, you could, according to this din, you just have to make sure to eat your first kezias, right, before chatzos. You have to be yotzei to the mitzvah of matzah before chatzos. The afikomen gets into separate stuff. But that's why we're eating makbid on afikomen. Complicated afikomen. Can I get the Korban Pesach? Is that the one where you're being yotzei mitzvah matzah? It gets a little complicated. Okay. One more tidbit. We'll skip these to save time. But people are some people have a minhag to like not do malacha on Erev Pesach, right? Because that's when you would bring your Korban Pesach, right? There's a din when you bring a korban, you can't do a malacha. So when you bring Korban Pesach, you can't do malacha during that time of the day, right? So there's a minhag that brought down Nishama. They're like, oh, you don't do malacha. Some people would have this minhag really. Not to do malacha at all during the time when you bring the Korban Pesach. So the whole afternoon, basically. What's the problem? Right, but we're not bringing a Korban Pesach. If it's a dinin, like, oh, when you're bringing a korban, you're supposed to not do malacha for that part of the day. That's all fine and good if you're bringing a korban, but you're not actually bringing a korban. Okay? So that's a little tricky. Okay? Well, what's the shot? So again, we're like pretending basically that the Chag HaPesach, the Korban Pesach is still around, and yet, you know, yet it's not. Okay. How do we approach this? What do we do about this, right? How are we going to figure this out? So I think the answer is we want to look and figure out what is pshat with Korban Pesach, okay? What's the nature of Korban Pesach? And I think by trying to, you know, figure out what the nature of Korban Pesach is, we can perhaps figure this all out. So, right, we're saying this is this chag of Korban Pesach, but what is it that, you know, what is the Korban Pesach? So when we go to like the din of Korbanos, there's like the Korban Pesach is sort of clouded in a little bit of mystery. Why? Because on the first count, the Rambam, in his categorization of the Korbanos, he says, oh, there's Korbanos of, right, there's Olah, Chatas, Asham, and Shlamim, Vidomehem. Shlamim and friends, right? And those are the only korbanos that exist. Okay, that's his first thing. Then he explains them. And then he says, that there are different types of korbanos, korban yachid, korban sibur. Then korban sibur ke'in korban yachid, and korban yachid ke'in korban sibur. The korban yachid that's like has a din of a korban sibur, that is a sort of korban sibur, and that's korban pesach. So he doesn't mention korban pesach in the first grouping, right? Presumably what he means is that it's part of shlamim v'domehem. And it says it's a korban sibur, korban yachid ke'in sibur. So if you look at the Mishnah in Shkalim, tells us that if you have extra money from the Korban Pesach, you can bring it as a shlamim. Okay? And the Mishnah in Zvachim tells us right, that you know there's like there's shlamim and the domehem, right? And it connects the shlam b'chor, meiser, and pesach to shlamim. However, right, I'll just like right another reason to think that Korban Pesach is part of the Shlamim V'Domehem, part of Shlamim and Friends, is right, is the Nisinas Hadam, only one Matan Dam, Techule. But what's interesting is like this, right? We're assuming, right, the Rambam says explicitly, I kind of skipped over that, there are only four types of Korbanos, okay? Right? Ola, Asha, Chatas, Asham, Shlamim. Okay, so a korban shlamim, a korban pesach has to be one of them. So, right, we can look through, right, if you have extra korban pesach money, it goes to be a shlamim, korban pesach shlo bizmano is a shlamim. So, korban pesach clearly, it's, you know, is based off of shlamim. Okay, what's one of the big differences between a shlamim and a korban pesach? So, one of the biggest differences is probably, one of the biggest differences, let's say, is that a shlamim is necha l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. Okay, shlamim gets eaten for 2 days and a night, as opposed to a pesach. Inu nechal ela balei, love inu nechal ela ad chatzos. Okay, korban pesach is eaten in this like tiny little window. Okay, right. So this is really like small time period in which you can eat the korban pesach. However, there is one other shlamim that is eaten only. Only in one night. And that is a korban toda. Okay? Now, another tidbit is the Rush brings down a minug, right? So, toda, right? Korban toda is a korban that you bring when, like, you get saved from something, right? You want to say thank you to God, you get saved from illness, you get saved from, you know, from like a sea voyage or you get released from prison, something like that. So, you bring a korban toda. Bring a korban toda. You bring, right, a shlamim, right? That shlamim is only eaten for one night, the day and night of the day you, when you bring it. And you bring 40 loaves of bread with it, okay? 10 of them are chametz, 30 of them are matzah. And you bring this big break carbon, okay? So the korban pesach, right, is a shlamim, and it's brought, and it's only eaten, right, till the end, till the night after which it's shechted. Just like a korban toda. Moreover, says the Rush, nahagu ha'am lasos shalosh matzos, v'nahagu ba'ashkenaz u'b'tzarfat lasot mi'isaron echad zecher lelachmei toda shayyotu b'esasuran mevi lachmei toda v'lachmei toda ban gimel minim shal matza chalos rukikin u'rolucha v'shalosh chalos usin mi'isaron echad dechol min u'min Hayu shalosh esronos, so shlish nisaron kol min, hayu usin esra chalos, nahainu shalosh min nisaron echad. So the Rush brings down a minag that, right, you would make the matzos from the amount of flour, right, in the way you would make the matzos of a korban toda. Okay? Right, and v'zos Torah zevach hashlam yashir yakriv la'ashem, im toda yakrivenu, Okay? It needs to be eaten in that day. Right? You bring it that day, by that night. You have to finish. You can't leave over anything ad boker. Right? Sounds a lot like the korban pesach. But if it's a regular shlamim, then bayom hashlishi ba'esh nisar. If you get until the third day before, you have to finish it. Okay. So why is it that this, right, this Korban Todah needs to be eaten so much quicker than a regular Shlamim? So the Barbanel has a beautiful idea. He says, Hinei, haya zeh kidei lefarsim hanis. Why do you bring a Korban Todah? You need to, right, you spread, you want to spread the word. You want to, you know, you want to tell everybody about something, right? Back in the good old days when, you know, when this was, when socializing was permitted. So there used to be, if you wanted to spread the word about something, if you wanted to let everyone know about something and, you know, tell people something, what would you put out? What would you do? Starts with the word free.
Free food.
Free food, exactly, right? Because my nenu nebuch, it's not permitted to do such a thing, right? But in the good old days, you know, you used to give out free food and you just, like, people would flock together, right? And that's exactly what we're doing here, says the Barbanel, right? Why do you have 40 loaves, right? And this whole, you know, this whole goat or sheep, and you get to eat it just that day, just that night, right? You have this huge amount of bread, and what are you going to do? You can't eat it all yourself, right? So who are you going to do? You're going to give it to all your friends and neighbors. You're going to invite them all to come, and you're going to tell them all about, right here, it's working the opposite. Here, you have the free food, so now you have to, right, tell everybody, like, oh, I'm throwing a huge party, right? Why are you throwing the huge party? Oh, because God did this amazing thing for me, right? Ki hine haya zeh kedei lefarsim hanis. That is exactly what we are trying to do. Right? Korban Pesach, what we're trying to do is we're trying to say, right, God took us out of Mitzrayim, right? He took us from Yibes Avadim, Lias Lo, La'am Sugula. He did Asar Samakos, Kriyas Yamsuf, these tremendous nisim for us. And when, in order to, we have to express our appreciation, okay? So what we do is we bring a Korban Todah, right? We eat it just at night. We invite a Chabura, a whole group of our neighbors together, right? And together we all right, express our appreciation for this amazing thing that God did for us, right? And together with that, right, is not just the korban itself, but also the lechem, right, comes with bread. So korban Pesach comes with it, also comes with matzah, right? A matzah sumerum yochlu. Okay? However, and here I think is, here's the kicker, right? And that's explicit, this is explicitly in the Rambam. Right, Ram says, first thing, mitzvah saseh min shel Torah, lesaper benisim v'niflo, shenasu lavosinu b'mitzrayim b'lo chamishasar. Right, we're supposed to tell over, right, the nisim and niflos. And if you don't talk about the nisim and niflos, says the Rambam, right, then you're not yotzei yidei chova. Right, you have to talk explicitly about the nisim. Right, not just about, you know, oh, right, the experience, but actually the nisim and the niflos that Hashem did for us. Right, that's number one. However, right, the Rambam has a very famous formulation in Halacha Vav, where he says, "Bechol dor v'dor chayv adam leharos is atmo ki ilu hu beatmo yatsa atam yishibud mitzrayim." That's different, right? The Rambam says you're chayv to relive yitzias mitzrayim. Right? Notice how those are different, and they're separated from by five halachos. There are two different things going on here, and I think that's exactly the answer to our conundrum of Chag HaPesach and Chag HaMatzos, right? Chag HaPesach, we said, is this Chag of Korban Todah, where God did this amazing thing for us, and now we're going to appreciate it by bringing a Korban Todah, right? We're bringing Korban Pesach, we're going to eat it with our neighbors, and we're going to talk together about the nisim and the flaws that Hashem did for us way back when, right? We're appreciating this amazing thing that God did for us in the past, right? Chag HaMatzos, says the Rambam, is different. Chag HaMatzos is not just about appreciating what's happened in the past, but to relive, to reenact Yitzias Mitzrayim. right, to see Yetzias Mitzrayim both as if we were really there and we're there right now. And number two is to see it as something that's, right, that we're living through. And these two things, the appreciation of the past, right, the nisim and niflaos that happened way back when, and we are now thanking God for what he did back then, right, the Korban Todah, the Korban Pesach that we're bringing, the Chagah Pesach. But number two is the Chagah Matzos, where we're living the chipazon of leaving Mitzrayim. And those are both two elements in matzah as well. On the one hand, matzah is a matzah sumro b'yochlu before we even left Mitzrayim, right? It's the lack of chametz or the matzahness of it. Number two, right? Kol se'or lo taval al mizbechi. On the other hand, there's the kibachi pazon, right? V'lo yachlu litmameh, and therefore they didn't have time for it to rise, and therefore we eat matzah. Okay, there are two elements in matzah, and those two elements are also true in the Chagah Pesach, Chagah Matzos. One is about appreciating the nisim and niflaos, so amazing things that God did for us way back when, and appreciating how those nisim are still relevant to us and still impact us. But number two is that we're supposed to actually be reliving with Yetzias Mitzrayim as well. And the overlap between them is because those two aren't really separate things at all, right? Fundamentally, these are really two parts of, you know, of the same Marechet. The two interweave perfectly, right? And that's why, right, on the one hand, the Pesachim tell us, there's Chag HaMatzos, there's Chag HaPesach, there's the Korban Todah that we bring to appreciate Yetzias Mitzrayim, and there's the Korban, and there's the Matzah that we're eating as we relive Yetzias Mitzrayim. But number two is, that's also entirely true about Leil Seder, right? When the Torah, and when Pesachim and Devarim tell us, oh, it's all about Lotochlu Alav Chametz for Shivas Yamim, right? The Korban Pesach is only the first night. So why is it Nechal Alav Chametz if you eat Chametz on the sixth or the fifth night when the Korban Pesach is already gone? Right? But the whole Chag is both Chag HaPesach and Chag HaMatzos. Right? And the Leil HaSeder is exactly that. On the one hand, it's the Chag of Matzos. It's the Chag we're reliving Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that reliving Yetzias Mitzrayim, right, is, right, it's not necessarily dependent on the Korban Pesach. Right? But on the other hand, it's also where we are appreciating and, right, really saying thank you to God for Yetzias Mitzrayim and for everything that he's done for us. Right? And not only are we doing that, we're also communicating that to other people. Right? When we do that, so there are two things going on also in terms of the social aspect of the Seder, right? We want the Seder is like very, very, right, about bringing all your neighbors in. On the one hand, that's about, oh, because you're, right, you're supposed to, right, v'gadta l'bincha b'yom ahu l'imor, right, you're supposed to have your child live it, but you're also supposed to, right, if it's something God did a nace for you, you're supposed to tell it to everybody, okay? And therefore, the Leil HaSeder is both the telling over and appreciating the nisim, and also about reliving it. And those two are intertwined, right? You don't really have one without the other. Each one is a separate emphasis, right? But they're both tied together, right? The matzah of Leil HaSeder, the kiddush of Leil HaSeder, can only happen when you can have the Korban Pesach. Because even though you don't have the korban of Korban Pesach, right? The Chag HaPesach, the Chag of saying thank you to God, of the Korban Todah, and of being Mesaper Benisimud and flaws that God did, is entirely relevant, even without the Korban Pesach, right? And and that's true, even independent, right? Although obviously intertwined with the fact that we're reliving Yetzias Mitzrayim on the Leil HaSeder. Now, it's, on the one hand, that makes it a little bit more depressing this year, where probably most of us will be without our extended family and our neighbors and our friends and the 40 matzos, which we're, you know, passing out to everybody because we just have so much that we need to invite the entire block to our matzah party, right? So on the one hand, that's like a little bit depressing, right? I just said like, oh, like mamish, you know, like bidud is like, you know, quarantine is like literally the exact opposite of Pesach, right? But on the other hand, right, the message, the reason why says the Abarbanel, that we have these 40 lachamim is so that we can share the nisim and niflaos with everybody else. That we can take that opportunity, right, getting together with everybody else is a way for us to spread that message and to communicate and to discuss the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and the nisim and niflaos. And I think, well, on one hand, right, we can't get together and do that, this year, But the ability to do that, right, to spread the nisim and the flaws, to spread the shemach v'hodah l'Hashem, right, both on the Chag HaPesach of appreciating what he did for us in the past and how it's relevant, and the Chag HaMatzos of the reliving Yitzias Mitzrayim, is something that we can do not only with Zoom, but right, with our families and our extended families, in all the different ways that that we have Bizmaninu. And I think we should really all try to take the opportunity, you know, before Pesach, at least until Yadalid, to really really share, right, to bring Devar Torah, and, you know, and our thoughts about Pesach, about Yitzias Mitzrayim, and you know, everything related, and really to be able to keep that idea, that concept of you know, the 40 lechamim that we're spreading to everybody, and not only just experiencing it internally, but something that we want to spread through our family and through our community. Amen.